You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's Wisconsin Life. Then, a new report says child care providers in Milwaukee County are improving the quality of their care. We'll learn more in just a bit.
First, the Republican legislative priorities released last week include a computer or tablet for every high school freshman in Wisconsin. Our next guest says this idea is an ambitious one, but a more important priority is to make sure those students can connect to the internet.
Tom Still is with us now. He's president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Rob. Glad to be on.
Republican assembly leaders got a lot of attention for this idea, a laptop or a tablet for every incoming first-year high school student. You say that is not a bad idea, but it's getting maybe a little ahead of the game.
Oh, I think it's connected to another issue in Wisconsin, which is broadband. I think they deserve a lot of credit for recognizing that education today is increasingly about technology, and that it's especially in rural areas where access to certain types of education are going to be better facilitated by the use of technology. But what has to happen so that these tablets have a place to go is for broadband to be stronger in all parts of Wisconsin.
Yeah, talk about the state of broadband, of connectivity in a lot of rural Wisconsin.
It ranges from good to almost non-existent, depending on where you are in the state of Wisconsin. Those holes are not just because there's a lack of coverage, but a lack of coverage with adequate upload and download speeds. By that, that means how fast a computer receives and sends data. And there may be areas in Wisconsin where it's price prohibitive because there are so few people that the density required to have workable sort of plans with some of the vendors is a bit out of reach. But fortunately, there's some things on the horizon that I think can change that pretty significantly over the next 4 years.
Yeah, one of those you write about is this federal aid, the Connect America Fund. Can you talk about that a little?
Sure. This is the Connect America Fund 2, and so it's sort of the second version of this overall Connect America approach. Only California among the 50 states will receive more federal dollars than Wisconsin between now and 2020. And this is a program that is really directly between the federal government, in this case the Federal Communications Commission, and providers. And so Wisconsin providers were able to show where the gaps are, the kinds of services they hope to provide, and competed quite successfully for this. And about $570 million is going to be allotted over 6 years to three providers, CenturyLink, Frontier, and AT&T. And that's kind of the pecking order of the competitive grant size, to really carry this out between now and 2020.
And Tom, this we started talking about schools. This project isn't just bringing it into school and library buildings and things like that. This is trying to get it to the whole community?
Correct. There's already been a lot of progress in Wisconsin about bringing it to libraries and schools. The problem is, again, if you have a kid with a laptop, he or she goes home to do homework. Well, if they don't have the right broadband connectivity, it doesn't happen. That tablet becomes expensive paperweight. So really what's needed is this to come into homes and come into other places and businesses into parts of rural Wisconsin that are currently underserved.
Talking to Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council, looking at efforts to expand internet access, high-speed internet access around Wisconsin, especially in rural areas. Tom, in your piece, I think you connected this or compared this to the rural electrification project of the early part of the 20th century. It's that big a deal.
Yeah, I really think that it is. I mean, rural electrification changed rural America much for the better. And then the rural telephone systems that followed in the 40s and 50s largely did much the same. I think this is on that scale. Having the right broadband connections really can help stem the loss of rural population and jobs. It can enhance e-commerce for businesses large and small. It bolster public safety. improve health through telemedicine, and boost tourism by encouraging visitors to stay longer. And I think it's also important from a demographic point of view because it can entice millennials to stay put and stay connected, which they value. And obviously, as we've already discussed, it can improve education for kids who would otherwise lose those internet connections once they leave the school grounds.
There's a long-running argument, of course, over the role of government in the economy. People are arguing, hey, the market should be relied on to do these kind of things. This, you're saying, though, is a case where the government needs to give the market a nudge.
It does, and it's not unlike other basic infrastructure needs that government now largely handles. Transportation, our roads are a good example. Parks, whatever, there are a variety of things that are not entirely going to be mainly handled in the private sector. And so this is an example where these federal dollars are going to be matched with a lot of private dollars to make some changes pretty quickly. For example, 40% of the money has to be spent by the end of 2017, and then 20% per year in each of the next 3 years. So the goal is to really bring broadband at a market price to about 230 Wisconsin homes that don't really have it today.
This is a big push. We got a lot of love from the federal government, it sounds like, in this project. When we're on the other side of it, when it's done, are we going to be where we want to be with broadband, or are there still going to be gaps and nooks and crannies that we need to take care of?
I think there will still be gaps and nooks and crannies. You're exactly right. There are some areas that maybe, so far off the road, so to speak, that, the cost of extending service to, one or two people will be difficult. Now, I think the approach that may be used a lot in Wisconsin, rather than fiber, which is quite expensive and has some other limitations, will be fixed wireless. And that will probably involve use of some existing towers that are out there, as well as some new ones. But again, will it be 100%? I really doubt that, but I think we're going to get a lot closer to where we need sometime here in the next 4 years.
Tom, very briefly, are you seeing the leadership on this from lawmakers in Wisconsin?
I think, yes. And now on the CAF, too, again, that's a federal and private initiative. It really doesn't involve the state at all. Other than the state is, I know through the state broadband coordinator is has been excited about seeing this coming down the pipe, and has worked in some specific areas to help speed facilitation, because there has to be a way to roll this out that makes sense, technically.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to Tom Still with the Wisconsin Technology Council talking about broadband expansion in rural Wisconsin.